Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 83. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 52. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 83. Clouds on the increase Friday into Saturday. Mid-80s Friday, upper 70s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A Wichita child with severe burns, now a daycare provider, is charged with abuse.
Sedgwick County DA Mark Bennett said Tuesday that Wichita daycare provider and foster mother Ija Hall is being held on $25,000 bond. One of her foster kids suffered severe burns from water in a bathtub. Court documents said Hall knew the water was too hot but forced the child to remain in the tub. Social workers also raised concerns over Hall's second foster child with missing teeth. Hall's daycare license is suspended. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Several Kansas first responders are headed to Florida to help with response to Tropical Storm Helene. A swift water rescue team will be made of members from the Derby, Wichita, Junction City, Manhattan, Olathe, and Sedgwick County Fire Departments, plus representatives from the Neosho Memorial Regional Medical Center. The task force will be in Florida until October 8th or until the state of Florida releases the team. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, September 25th. It is 8:05 and time for your KQNK News, being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin work on a bridge replacement and pavement reconstruction project along US 281 in Osborne County the week of September 30th. The $18.9 million project will involve the removal and replacement of the bridge over the North Fork Solomon River, located south of Portis. In addition, KDOT will also reconstruct approximately 3.5 miles of US 281 between the North US 24 Junction and South City limits of Portis. This portion will be widened into a 30-foot paved surface with 3-foot turf shoulders. Project work this fall will be constrained on the shoulders, with occasional lane closures possible. KDOT plans to close the highway in March 2025 and reopen it in late fall. A state route detour will be in effect during the closure. More information about the closure and detour will be provided at a later date. King Construction of Heston is the primary contractor for the project, which is part of KDOT's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, known as EIC. For more information, please contact KDOT Area Construction Manager Dan Moore at 785-302-6200 or daniel.moore@ks.gov. This week, September 23rd through the 29th, the Kansas Highway Patrol is partnering with Operation Lifesaver, Amtrak Police, and hundreds of local, state, federal, and railroad law enforcement departments for C-Tracks Think Train Week. KHP will be participating in Operation Clear Track alongside fellow law enforcement and first responders to raise awareness and enforce railroad-grade crossing and trespassing laws nationwide. Operation Clear Track is the largest single law enforcement railroad safety operation in the U.S. The goal of C-Track's Think Train Week's Operation Clear Track is to reduce pedestrian and driver injuries and fatalities around the railroad tracks. Law enforcement will be stationed at targeted railroad grade crossings, handing out railroad safety cards to motorists and pedestrians, and issuing warnings and citations to violators. Federal statistics show that every 3 hours in the United States, a person or vehicle is hit by a train. Operation Clear Track is an effort by Operation Lifesaver, Inc., Amtrak Police, and law enforcement partners nationwide to raise awareness and strengthen rail safety in communities across the country. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Angus King of Maine introduced legislation to address the national housing shortage and make it easier for rural workers to live in the communities they serve. The Farmhouse to Workforce Housing Act would expand the existing housing preservation grants program to allow rural homeowners to construct additional housing on their property, such as an attached apartment unit or a small home nearby, to be available for rent. Currently, the HPGs are underused and receive limited funding that can only cover small costs and repairs. This legislation would optimize the program for rural housing creation, increasing its funding, and expanding eligibility for homeowners who want to participate. Senator Moran said there is a high demand for rural housing across Kansas, and it's important that our housing programs offer creative solutions to address this issue. Modernizing the Housing Preservation Grants Program will help create new avenues for renovating and constructing homes in smaller communities across the country. This legislation would allow recipients to use HPG money to construct additional housing units either within or outside their home, authorize funding for the nationwide program at $200 million, offer grants of up to $100,000 to low or medium income recipients, require the original home to be 25 years or older, established a required landlord education program to help homeowners learn how to oversee rental housing, and create a 5-year ownership and occupancy requirement upon completion to prevent homeowners from flipping their property at increased values and prevent developers from taking advantage of the program. The Kansas Water Office's KWO Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee, RAC, which includes Norton, Phillips, and Rooks counties and others, will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be Tuesday, October 1st at 12 p.m. via Zoom meeting. The agenda for this meeting will include a discussion of the Kansas Water Authority's strategic implementation process efforts, updates from the Kansas Water Office, and updates from each RAC member. The agenda and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov, or you may request copies by calling 785-296-3185 or toll-free at 888-526-9283. The virtual link can be requested by emailing kwo.info@kwo.ks.gov. I'll be back with more of your news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to begin work on the first phase of a modernization project on approximately 6 miles of K-23 in Sheridan County the week of September 30th. The project will involve full-depth reconstruction of the pavement into a 30-foot paved surface with 3-foot turf shoulders starting near Road 70S and extending north to Walnut Avenue in Hoxie. The bridges spanning Sand Creek and the South Fork Solomon River will also be replaced. Work will be phased across multiple construction seasons, with most activity occurring off of the roadway in 2024. Daily lane closures may be necessary at times, and traffic will be directed by flaggers in those instances. KDOT plans to close the highway in March of 2025 and reopen it in late fall. A state route detour will be in effect during the closure, More information about the closure and detour will be provided at a later date. The project is expected to be fully completed in early 2026. The project is part of KDOT's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, known as EIC. Sporer Land Development of Oakley is the primary contractor with a total contract cost of approximately $19 million. For more information, contact KDOT Area Construction Manager Todd Anderson at 785-953-6011 or todd.anderson@ks.gov. Keisha has announced the full site details for the 2025 state wrestling tournaments. The state tournaments will be held at four different sites on February 28th through March 1st, 2025. Class 6A girls and boys at the Advent Health Sports Park at Blue Hawk in Overland Park. Class 5A girls and boys at the Park City Arena in Park City. Class 4A girls and boys at the Tony's Pizza Events Center in Salina, and Class 321A girls and boys at Fort Hays State University in Hays. It's a busy time for farmers in Kansas with fall harvest underway. The Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. As the busy farming season is underway, each traveler in Kansas needs to be more aware of increased farm implement and truck traffic, said Captain Candace Brashears. In Kansas, we have many trucks exiting and entering the roadways at any given time. Traveling around these vehicles requires extra caution. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when sharing the road. Caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. Tips to keep in mind: don't assume the farmer knows you're there. Pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it does not necessarily mean it is turning right or allowing you to pass. Be patient. Think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed and pay attention. It's a sign of the season, political campaigning and the posting of campaign signs. The Kansas Department of Transportation again reminds the public that all political campaign signs or billboards are prohibited from being placed on state highway right-of-ways. By law, all right-of-ways on state highways is exclusively for public highway purposes. Only regulatory guide signs and warning signs placed by KDOT are allowed on the 9,500-mile state highway system. KDOT has jurisdiction over all interstate, Kansas, and U.S. routes. When KDOT maintenance crews find political signs on state highway right-of-ways, the signs will be removed immediately and without notice. All such signs will then be taken to the closest KDOT sub-area office. Political campaign signs not retrieved from the sub-area offices will be disposed of after the election. Political campaign advertising is allowed on private property bordering state right-of-ways. However, people placing or erecting signs on private property must first obtain permission from the property owner. A state law passed in 2015 related to placement of campaign signs on city or county-owned right-of-ways does not apply to state highway right-of-ways. Persons placing signs on city street or county road right-of-ways should consult the local jurisdiction on any rules. Your KQ&K News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. For today, sunny with a high near 83, west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. For tonight, clear with a low around 52, southeast wind at around 5 miles per hour. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 83, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 51, southeast wind at around 5 miles per hour becoming calm after midnight. For Friday, sunny with a high near 85, calm wind becoming east around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, and Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 53. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 85, mostly clear in the evening with a low around 51. We'll be back with more of your weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather for Sunday, sunny with a high near 83, and Sunday night clear with a low around 52. Monday will be sunny with a high near 80, and Monday night mostly clear with a low around 46. And for Tuesday, sunny with a high near 69. Currently under fair skies, it is 45 degrees. It is 93% humidity with a wind out of the west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10, and there's actually a wind chill of 42. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control today at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Monday and talked about how Patrick Mahomes isn't the Patrick Mahomes everyone knows right now.
I think a lot of it's Mahomes. Like last year, he would take blame after all of those games. And anybody with functioning eyes could watch the game and say, man, you're not the problem. They can't catch. Nobody gets hands. I think a lot of it's him. He has not played well this year. No, I thought against Baltimore, other than the interception, I thought he played really well. He has been downright awful in the last few games. There is no other way to say it. Like, he's done just about everything imaginable to lose his game first 3 weeks, especially against the same Atlanta. Bad interception. Missed shot plays. You know, that deep throw to Worthy on Sunday night, that's got to be Xavier Worthy just wide open, and he almost threw an interception at it. Multiple times to Rashee Rice where he's open and there's room and it's either behind him or to his feet. Look, I will say that. If your biggest problem 3 weeks into the year is, man, I hope Patrick Mahomes figures it out, like, it's a good spot to be in.
Mahomes has a chance to improve when they take on the Chargers Sunday at 3:25 p.m. on CBS. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Feel the rush and thunder over the Heartland Air Show, presented by Core First Bank and Trust, coming to Topeka, Kansas, October 11th to the 13th. Watch in awe as the U.S. Air Force Thunderbird and C-130 Hercules light up the sky, and be amazed by the Titan Aerobatic Team and the Team Fast Track Parachutist. Witness Brian Correll in his Pitts S2S. And stay for the electrifying night show with Nathan Hammond, featuring a dazzling fireworks finale. Don't miss this sky-high adventure. Grab your tickets now at thunderairshow.com.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.